Have you ever heard two or three different people tell the same story? Their stories usually end in the same place, but each person highlights different parts, what they thought was most important or most interesting. Sometimes differences in the same story can make it difficult for us to tell what really happened, and other times, the differences help us hear the entire story. For example, if we heard the story of Jesus' birth from Luke, it would sound something like this. An angel told a young woman named Mary that she was going to become pregnant by the Holy Spirit and have a son. Her son would be the Son of God. While Mary was pregnant, she and her husband Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem to be registered with Joseph's ancestors. They tried to find a place to stay, but all of the inns were full because many people had come to be registered. Mary and Joseph ended up having to stay in a stable with animals. Mary gave birth to her son in that stable and made a bed for him out of a manger. At the same time Mary was giving birth, an angel appeared to some shepherds and told them to search for a baby boy who had been born in Bethlehem because he was the one they'd been waiting for, the Messiah. The shepherds found Mary, Joseph, and their baby Jesus and told them what the angel had said. That story sounds familiar, okay. And if instead we heard John's version of Jesus' birth, it would sound something like this. Jesus became human and lived with us. Wow, that is a much shorter story. So much shorter that it's almost difficult to tell it's the same story. Where's the part where Mary and Joseph are searching for a place for the night? Where are the shepherds? Where are the angels and the heavenly hosts? Where is baby Jesus lying in a manger? John does not include any of those details in his story, because he wants us to hear more of the story. In order to hear everything that John wants us to hear, we need to back up to the beginning of today's gospel. In today's gospel, we heard at the very beginning that Jesus was the Word. Rather than starting with the earthly birth of Jesus, John starts his story in the very beginning, before anything in the world was created. John tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John speaks in very poetic language, but his message for us is clear. From the very beginning of everything, Jesus has been with God and is God. John tells us this because the focus of most of his writing is about the divinity of Jesus. With that being said, John does include the human side of Jesus' origin when he says, "The Word became flesh and lived among us." The entire Nativity summed up in these powerful words. Jesus, who was with God and is God from the very beginning, became human and lived on this earth. This is what our celebration is about today. We celebrate God incarnate, God becoming human. John also includes the imagery of Jesus as light. John says that Jesus is the true light which enlightens everyone. It is this light, the light of Jesus, the light of God, that no darkness can ever overcome. It is fitting that we are reminded of the light of God at this time of year, since it is winter and we're experiencing more darkness than light. During these months where our days are shorter, it can be difficult to find hope on our own, and it is during this time that we should rely on the light, the hope of Christ. God became human in Jesus so that we might better know God, so that we might have hope in the light of God, so that we might be saved by that light. When different people tell the same story, different parts are highlighted, different parts are left out. Looking at Luke and John's story about the birth of Jesus certainly has showed us that. So why are we hearing John's version today? Why not Luke's? We're hearing John's version today on Christmas Day so that we might know the whole story of the beginning of Jesus. We hear it so we can remember that although Jesus was born of a woman like you and like me, Jesus is also fully divine. We hear it so that we remember the true light that leads us through any darkness. We hear it so we remember to tell our Christian story, that Jesus, who is God, who is light, became like us to save us.